The anti-abortion rights movement, as we know it, started gaining national traction in the 1970s in the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade. Now, with a draft opinion showing the court poised to reverse that decision, the movement has approached its pinnacle. So, how do we get to this moment? For more on that, we're joined by NPR political reporter Deepa Shivaram. Deepa, the movement to restrict abortion started well before Roe. Explain now how it began.
Right. So abortions in the country's early decades, they were actually accessible and weren't really stigmatized. But around the 1850s, doctors started to organize, and they wanted to tamp down on competition from healers and midwives who were performing abortions. And that's around when they established the American Medical Association, and this group of male doctors pressured state legislatures into passing laws that restricted abortion so that only a doctor could determine when life began. By 1900, every state in the country had effectively banned abortions, and that's how the anti-abortion movement began. It wasn't political or even really that religious. It was rooted in the medical world.
Okay, let's fast forward now. Over several decades, how did the anti-abortion movement start to advance?
Right. So leading up to the 1960s, before Roe versus Wade, there was this growing movement in some states to liberalize their abortion laws and make them more accessible. So that anti-abortion movement started at that point on a state-by-state basis. But after Roe in 1973, you see this massive shift. You start to see abortion become a national issue, and the anti-abortion movement was now able to sort of blame the federal government. And they started to pivot to make the movement about protecting rights. You saw anti-abortion leaders comparing abortion to genocide and saying that upholding Roe was like the Supreme Court's decision on Dred Scott, where they ruled that Black people weren't protected by the Constitution. And keep in mind, at this point in history, more and more Americans were aware of the Holocaust. And this was a pretty pivotal moment in the civil rights movement as well. So anti-abortion activists started to co-opt these movements.
And abortion is considered such a divisive political issue now. When did that start to take shape?
It took a while for us to get to this point. So this politicization of abortion didn't really start happening until the late 70s, when you saw more evangelical Christians get involved in the anti-abortion movement, which was hugely critical to its expansion and the radicalization of the movement. By 1976, the Republican Party added an anti-abortion stance to their platform. So that's really when the politics of this starts. And the party became this political vehicle for the movement. And through the 90s and 2000s is when you really start to see abortion prioritized in legislation and also in judicial appointees. The conservative legal movement grows with groups like the Federalist Society that promotes conservative lawyers and judges. They provided President Trump with a list of potential justices that he used to galvanize evangelical support in 2016, and a list he used to install a conservative supermajority now voting on this decision.
All right, so all of this leads us to the draft opinion from the Supreme Court that says justices will rule to overturn Wade. Deepa, is this ultimately what the anti-abortion movement has been advocating for?
Not exactly. So what they're ultimately aiming for is a national ban on abortions. But the movement has been taking these smaller incremental steps to lead up to a ban for decades now. This draft ruling from the Supreme Court wouldn't be a national ban on abortion, but it would allow states to do that individually. But it is important to keep in mind here throughout all of this that this is not a decision that tracks with public opinion. Numerous polls show that overall, Americans don't support overturning Roe. So despite the loudness of this movement, you can't say that it's overwhelmingly popular.
NPR's Deepa Shivaram, thanks a lot.
Thank you.